We love y'all. Giving honor to God, we thank God for all that He is and all that He's done. God is awesome. I was thinking about something that before my wife was praying for me. We used to say back in the day, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself, right? And so I believe God must have said something along those same lines. He said, I can't send any angels. I can't make anybody to do it. I need this to be done right the first time. So I'm going to come myself and I'm going to do it. Because if you don't have time to do it right, you're not going to have time to do it over. And so He says, I'm going to come and I'm going to do this myself. And He did. And it is the most, it is the perfect plan. God is awesome. It doesn't matter that it doesn't look perfect to you. It's perfect to God. Yes. That's all that matters. And we're on a need to know basis. We'll know when we need to know. Amen. All right. So I wanted to say a couple things before this. I've been trying to remember to do this for like 2 or 3 weeks. There was one of our members sent, she says, all at S4C are always in my prayers. All at S4C are in my prayers. You are my local church. God bless you all. And I'm saying, oh, that's what we want it to be. And this is Lisa. She lives in Norway.
Oh, amen.
We are her local church in Norway.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that awesome?
Yeah.
Soldiers for Christ Global Community Church. She nailed it. She nailed it. This is exactly what the vision that God gave us from the very beginning, a global local church. And what she said, I ought to print it up, pin it up somewhere. That's exactly what we were looking for. And what's the name of the young lady that does the
Cat Canning.
Thank you. For Cat Canning is the one that does the podcast. So you can listen in your car, at work, you know, on your iPod, whatever. She does the iPod. And let me tell you, woman is awesome. Her work is awesome, and it's a blessing. It's just, and I just wanted to make sure that I remember to thank her for what she does, and also for Brother Alvarado.
Abelardo.
Gomez. He's the one that's translating Pastor Sandy's messages from English to Spanish on the YouTube, and then we're sending them out and posting them. And so I want to give props to him and thank God for his ministry. He asked if he could do it, and we're, yes. And we're also working on something else for our Spanish ministry.
I have one more thing. Mm-hmm. We got a letter 2 weeks ago from a captain in the Air Force.
Oh, yes.
And he was thanking us for our care packages that we send out every month and saying how much of an encouragement I was sending up. Who sent a bunch of poems that Lisa sent out.
Yeah.
And he said the word and the packages have been so encouraging, and he's so blessed that we are continuing to minister to them. So thank you guys all who have been supporting them.
Amen. Tell them what ministry this is.
This is for the Troop Project, amen. And every month, the Troop Project puts together like a care package with, you know, staples like socks and snacks and things, where they also add the word. So there are some poems that have been added. There may be a letter that you have sent yourself that's been added. You guys are welcome to send letters, poems, whatever. And we add that into that box, and it goes, I think the last two, we've covered over 2,300.
Yes.
Amen. They go different places, and they go to the Middle East, and, you know, wherever they're stationed, they go out and they get distributed to them. So we're continuing to raise funds or items that we can send out to them to continue to encourage them and bless them and let them know they have not been forgotten,
mm-hmm.
and that there are people who are praying for them.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. And if you know, if the Lord has given you a gift of encouraging, and through poems, through songs, through short stories or whatever, you know, it's to the men and the women that are in the National Guard and reserves and the military. And they're sending this to people all over the world, those that are in the military. And it's nothing worse than being away from home in a place where you know nothing about, that you are unfamiliar with, being shot at, and not knowing if somebody at home cares about you or not.
Yeah.
And when they get a little something that reminds them who they are in Christ and reminds them that somebody's at home praying for them. That's a big thing. It doesn't have to be, I mean, we can't send cash, but they send things to help them out. And so whatever you can do, if you want to send cash, that's awesome. If you have poems, if you have paintings, if you have something that the Lord has put, now don't send nothing stupid now. Don't be ignorant. I mean, we want to look at stuff that's right, because some people just take an opportunity and just go buck wild, and that, and, you know, we rebuke that. But if you got something that God put on your heart to send,
yeah, I agree.
Okay, because you know, people, if you don't say it, well, they didn't say, I'm saying. You know, if the Lord moved you to send something, then that's what we want you to do. Amen. And if you, where can they find the information about who to send it to, how to send, blah, blah,
they
blah.
Are, it goes, there is a clip within our new weekly newsletter. It goes
Constant Contact.
In Constant Contact. And if you click on there, there is an email. It's s4creachup@gmail.com. You can send an email to Lisa or Jasmine. And if you want to give financially, you can go into any of our avenues for giving and just say Troop Project, and we'll make sure those funds go directly to the Troop Project. But however you want to give, send an email and Lisa or Jasmine will respond to you.
Amen. And 100% of whatever you send goes directly to them. There's no administration, there's no postage, there's no delivery. 100% of whatever you designate for the Troop Project goes directly to the Troop Project, just so you know. With 99% of it go to administration fee and 1% go to the Troop Project. You know, that's a sin. That got all the, you know, everything, every nickel goes directly to the Troop Project and for what we are ministering to. This is, you know, we're not trying to pull a fast one. What we tell you is going for, that's what it's going for. Amen. 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 So, and also on our Facebook page, which is RMBC_Hebrew Club. On Facebook, I keep that near the top. You can just scroll down and you'll find all that stuff. You'll find a lot of stuff about us. So, amen. So I also want to real briefly, we want to be praying for families. For there are family units that are in Christ that are under attack. You have Christian family units that are standing for Christ that are under attack. And so we want to make sure that we're praying for them today. We want to be praying over the people. But one of the members, she said that she has to have a vaccine passport to get into her church. She has to have a vaccine passport to get into her church. I'm like, what? To get in the church, she can't attend church unless they have the vaccine passport. Their church. We're not talking about school. We're not talking about the girl. We're talking about the church. Unless you agree with what the enemy, unless you fully agree with what the enemy is doing, you can't come to serve God. What is wrong with that picture?
Everything.
They got the vaccinated people over there, the unvaccinated people dead center, so we'll all know who they are. And they would get, you know, this in the church. The Bible says, unless time be short, there'll be no flesh saved. Everybody will be, well, anyway, that's something different. Amen. We want to check on Sean's dad to see how his yearly checkup went. So Sean, if you can, let us know. They're back! Yay! So Sean, Dominique, you guys let us know how Sean's dad is. We would like to know. Amber, we're praying for you. We're praying for you, Amber. And we want to pray for financial breakthroughs for so many people. Amen. Amen. So let's get to some prayers first.
Can you, Pastor, do you know where we'll find the Spanish translation of the ministry?
Yeah, you'll find it on Facebook and under community on the S4C, under Asia, help me again. Under community. Oh, remember last night you had me put it under the community. Under the community. Oh, bless you. I miss you guys so much.
Oh, the community tab on YouTube.
What's up, soldier? Under the community tab on YouTube. I'm trying to figure out how to get it with our thousands of YouTube, but I don't know how to do that because I'm not that savvy. So
we'll work on it this week.
But I guarantee you, if you go to our Facebook, RMBC_Hebrew Club. I put, they're all there.
All
the ones that he's translated so far, they're there under the Facebook Hebrew doohickey. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Did that answer that, you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't remember the name. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I lost it. Hold on.
Okay. Ooh, what's happening today?
So our first prayer, no name is giving, but they're asking us to pray for their son. Who is not a believer.
Mm-hmm.
He's really struggling with anger. Her and the husband have been divorced for 20 years.
Wow.
And the son has lived with mom and doesn't understand because dad started another family.
Yeah.
And so he's really angry. She said he just came back from visiting his father and he's hitting walls and he's extremely aggressive. And it's been 20 years, but the mm-hmm. anger is
yeah.
still very fresh. In
yeah,
him.
If it hasn't been dealt with, if it hasn't been addressed,
yes.
you know, it's just been festering for 20 years. That can be a big issue.
She's praying for his salvation.
Yeah, me too. Okay, good morning, Reuben.
Good morning.
Where's his other half? Where's Leslie? She's working. Oh, she's working, okay. All right, so I want, amen. I want to pray for, no names, right?
No names.
I want to pray for this young man that's been dealing with that, and also for someone who's one of their family members had a face piercing and it got infected. So I'm not a fan of piercing unless it's in your ear and just one of those, please, but it's not my call. But in other places, you know, amen. So I want to pray for this person
mm-hmm.
who, what? I did good. I didn't give him the name of nothing. Okay. Amen. So I want amen. So I want to pray me. I don't know. So, David, you've been gone. You've been working. I'm working again. Come on up here. Amen. David's going to be the young one who's standing for the young man who with the dad and the 20 years. Mm-hmm. Ryan is going to stand for the person with the piercing because I know he won't be offended.
No.
Amen. Amen. I was very disturbed when I read that. And, you know, on your face. Oh, that had a hurt. Amen. So, you know, I don't have anything bad to say about it. All I have to say is I wouldn't do it. Amen. But, amen. But, you know, amen. I don't really have any words. Amen. Brenda, you're laughing way too hard. I'm going to have to find a reason for you to come up here. Oh, amen. I'm not big on tattoos. I'm not big on piercings and all that. It is not a salvation issue. It's just a Ben issue. That's all. It's not a, it, you know, it's just me. I grew up old school. You know, when something got pierced, it's because they hit you and they went through or something else. You got a piercing, a tattoo was a bruise, and you got in a fight, and that was the tattoo, you know. So I don't do that stuff, but that's not, you know, that's not my call. Amen. It's not a God issue, it's just a personal issue. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then Asia, let me know if you hear from Sean or, not Destiny.
Dominique.
I knew it was a D. Amen. Pastor Drea, you see this? You see this? You know where it came from? Abigail. She blended the oil and she put it in that container. Is that awesome? Come here, hold that thing up, Nikki. Hold it up. She blended the oil and put it in that container and that's what we'll be. Is that beautiful? Amen. Amen. Okay. This is what I need. If you're listening to me, raise your hand. I want to make sure you hear this. If you're listening to me, raise your hand. If you're raising your hand, I need you to be up here. I want to pray for these two first. Because this is the, but the rest of you, I need you to surround. Hallelujah. Can I share something with you? God is about to do something.
Amen.
I don't know what it is. Jocko said, oh, Jesus, I don't know what it is, but I know it is. The Lord is getting ready to do something. I'm not a dreamer, thank God. I have enough issues sleeping. I am not a dreamer, okay? Hallelujah. But this night I had a dream about the tribulation and that it's real. So now my thing is, if the tribulation is real, all the other stuff that God said leading up to it is also real.
Amen.
People will believe in heaven, but they don't want to believe in hell. You can't believe in up and not believe there's a down. You can't believe that it's hot and not believe it's a cold. Even Sir Isaac Newton, I think it was, that said, for every action, there's an opposite reaction.
Yes.
Right? Even somebody that never claimed Christ that I know of knows that if there's something, if there, whatever happens, there's the flip side to that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You can fool yourself if you want to, thinking that, you know, well, it's all getting better and everything is this and everything is that. If you want to trick yourself into thinking that, that's on you. That is certainly your right as a human being to do that. It's not really smart, but you're right. You can do that if you want to. But I'm telling you, God is about to do something. And we've been preaching this thing a long time. I'm not talking about any, I'm talking about God is in the, okay, before I pray, can you just set aside your personal thoughts and feelings? If you just look around the atmosphere that you're in, can you not see that God or that something in the spirit realm is moving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you look at your job and see that spirit has changed in your job? Can you look in it with the, I heard a testimony, a lady was bullied by her family to take a shot, otherwise they were going to disconnect themselves from her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're gonna bully me into taking something that I don't want just so I can spend time with you, blood family? How crazy is that? We don't want to have anything to do with you. You can't come around us. If you don't take the shot, I don't want you anywhere near our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you they're up in the choir just singing a little heart out.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... Mm-hmm. I don't even watch the news anymore. I can't take it. I don't, you know, headlines, if my wife run across someone, she's working, Sandy say something, right? You know, I'll pick up pieces there, but I just, because I'm not going to weigh my spirit down with things that I know are going to happen.
Amen.
I cannot weigh my spirit down. I'm not a dump truck. I can't allow you to dump all of your madness on me. And then I'm in no shape to serve God. I'm in no way able to lift you up before God, because I'm so weighed down with all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read, somebody said, let me look in the book of Revelation and see what God is doing, what's happening today.
Right.
I forget exactly how this is. Some of y'all have read that. Yeah. Let me look in Revelation and see what's happening today. Right. Because it's true.
Amen.
It's all true. And even though we may not know exactly how, pinpoint where exact this is going to happen, this is going to happen, everything that God says is going to happen is happening. And if you choose not to believe it, if you choose not to see it, that is your right as a human being to choose whatever you choose. But remember, there is a consequence to your choice, good or bad. Every choice you make, there is a consequence to that choice, whether it is your choice to love God or your, because the Bible says you either love me or you hate me. He don't say nothing about liking me.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say anything about you got to like God pretty good. He said you love me or you hate me. And he said if you love me, you'll do what? You'll keep my commandments. So if you do not keep God's commandments, God says you don't love me. If you don't do what I tell you to do, if you don't follow my instructions, you don't love me. I don't follow them all, but I follow the ones that's easy. If you don't follow my instructions, you don't love me. And if you don't love me, you think he's going to let you in?
Amen.
I don't care how many church services you went to. I don't care how much you put in the offering. The Bible says, if you do not love me, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yeah.
That's plain. It's just like that. Don't let anybody sugarcoat the gospel. It is what it is. Amen?
Amen.
All righty. For the piercing and for the young man.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. You said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Father, we are entering to your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we are thankful unto you and we bless your name. For you are good. Your mercy is everlasting and your truth endured to all generations. Your truth has been true since you spoke it. And it will never be anything less, anything other than what you have commanded it to be. Father, we bless you and we thank you for an opportunity to pray for those that we don't know yet, but we know in the spirit. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us according to your will. We're praying for the young man that's having issues dealing with what transpired when he was younger. Father, I understand about the anger. I understand about not knowing. I understand going to someone else's house and seeing what you could have had. But I couldn't. I didn't get it because you gave it to somebody else. Not understanding what really went on. I get that. I get that. Going and seeing how happy that family is and how prosperous they is, and knowing all that all the time, that'll never happen to me. It's got to be frustrating. They must be angry. I get that. Father, help them to work it out. Help them to understand that the past is the past and that he needs deliverance. He can't forget the past, but if you can deliver him from the past, so many of us need to be delivered from our past. God has forgiven us, but we haven't forgiven ourselves. God has cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise, but we can't seem to let it go. Help us, Lord, to move beyond our past. We are, once we accept Christ, we are greater than our past. Yeah. Once we accept Christ, we are greater than our past mistakes. Once we accept Christ, we are greater than what we used to be. The Bible says, I am a new creation, and all old things have passed away. Is your past old? All old things have passed away, because all things have become new. I'm not that person anymore. Stop making me pay for something that I am not anymore. Your flesh wants you to continually pay for something that God has already paid for. Have you ever tried to pay a credit card and they keep saying, I can't accept this. You can't pay more than you owe. Anybody have that experience? You can't pay. They won't let you pay more than you owe. God is like, what? I've already paid for that. You can't pay what I've already paid for. Amen. You cannot pay what God has already died for. If God paid the price, what are you doing? And the enemy wants you to think that was your fault. You know, back there, your parents didn't make it. That was your fault. You know that this person got in an accident. You know that was your fault, right? No, I don't know that, because I don't have all the facts. All I know is from my perspective. I don't have all the facts. No, I don't know that. And even if it was, God paid the price. There's nothing I can do about it. It's a done deal. I'm moving forward. Even if it was my fault, I repented. God has forgiven me. I'm a new creation. I'm moving on. I cannot live in the death of the past.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Whatever the past was, it's gone. And you keep dragging it back up, it's not going to bless you at all. It's going to interfere with your ability to serve God the way he wants you to serve him. He never told us to forget, but he told us to forgive. And that means you have to forgive you.
Yes.
So many of us refuse. I just can't forgive myself for that. It was so bad. I just can't forgive myself for that. God says, why? I forgave you.
Amen.
He said, I forgave you. Why can't you forgive you?
Amen.
How can two walk together except they agree? I say you're forgiven. You said you're not. One of us is right.
Amen.
God said you're forgiven. You keep saying, no, I'm not. God says, how can two walk together except they agree? You must agree with God that you've been forgiven. Because if you cannot forgive, you cannot be forgiven. Anybody catch that? You're part of that forgiving. But I just keep making the same mistake. That's the key word, mistake. Unless you forgive you, how can God forgive you? And unless you agree with God, you've been forgiven, how can you even walk with God? So what you're doing, is all this a waste of time for you? You might think about that? Father God, we bless you. We're praying for the young person that got the piercing and an infection. We're praying, Lord, for complete healing and deliverance. We're praying that they will learn and understand who you are and what their purpose is in you. We're praying, Lord, that this incident will cause them to think about the choices that they make. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Help them to understand that God wants to direct their path. We bless you, Lord, for their healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers, I'm sorry I squeezed your hand so hard. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I can't help it. Amen. Don't y'all go sit down. Don't go. Don't go. I know we got people, Nikki, but I need to do this. I need everybody out here holding hands. By Ikoloshama. I need their hands washed first before they hold hands. Hello. Pastor Drea, I'm sorry. That's what I got. Hi, Jaqua. Hey, man, it's so good to see y'all here. I missed you guys. Where's Leslie? Oh, there she is. Okay. What a tall-looking self. Just get this growing. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Deacon. Good morning. Amen. Father, I want to, while they're doing that, I want to pray for a couple things. I want to pray for the families. I want to pray for the there are families of believers that are being pushed and crushed by the enemy. They're being pressed to the wall by the enemy. But they are a family of believers that are standing together. I want to pray for those families that are standing together. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for the family of believers that are standing together in unity, as we're praying that because the enemy is trying to push them to the wall, we're praying, Lord, that you would push back, that you would create a barrier between them and the enemy, that you would bring relief to those families that are fighting to stay a family of believers. We're praying for the mom, the dad, the sisters, the brothers, the families without parents, the families without father, the parent, the families without moms, the families. We're praying for all of the families, the families. We're praying, Father, that you would come to their rescue, yes. That you would open doors that don't exist and create ways that don't exist and allow them the opportunity to operate in peace. Yes. Those that are suffering with financial difficulties, we're praying for those that are suffering with financial difficulties, Father. We're praying, Lord, that you would open the door, that you would make a way for them, that you would do something for them, Lord, that will give them that breakthrough that they're looking for. We're praying for the servants of God, that they would receive a breakthrough, the servants of God. If you are not serving God and you don't plan on serving God, this breakthrough prayer is not for you. The only breakthrough you need is Jesus.
Amen.
But Lord, those that are struggling, we're praying that you would bring their funds together and anoint it as they serve you. Hallelujah. You're still anointing. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Move on. I feel like it's a good time to jump in there.
Just come around here, Pastor.
We had a call. We had a text. There's a child that is basically... have thoughts of suicide.
A child.
No name given.
A child. What be going on in that child's life that they want to commit suicide?
Being bullied.
Oh, yeah.
Molested.
For every person, but especially the children, you're so right. For every child that's dealing with thoughts of suicide, and from what I understand, it's not unusual in teens, no matter what family they come from, let alone those that are being bullied, sexually assaulted. What was the other thing?
Molested.
Drugs,
even
abuse, just, can I get you all to stretch your hands out toward the camera here? Whoever you are, whoever you are, if you're dealing with suicide, if you're thinking about suicide, if you're prepared now to hurt yourself, if you're prepared now to do damage to you, if you're prepared now for suicide, if you're prepared to walk out, mentally prepared to walk out in front of a bus or a car, I need you to stop and listen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There's nothing that God cannot repair or replace in your life. There's nothing that God cannot do to fix your situation. God can either take you out of that situation, yes, or he can step in, yes, to that situation with you.
Thank you, Lord.
But you have to allow God, yes, an opportunity to fix this for you. Like I said last week, and I'm thankful for this caller, like I believe it was last week, you may think that you have a good reason to commit suicide, but God may not feel that same way when you meet him. And if God is not in agreement with you when you meet him, it's not going to work out well for you. I'm not the judge, so I can't say, oh, you committed suicide no matter what the reason. You're condemned. I'm not the judge. I can't say anything like that. What I can say is this. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot allow your environment to push you to the point where you must destroy what God has created. The Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. Is it in there?
No.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So if you're gonna commit suicide against something that God created, you're damaging property that don't belong to you. Anybody catch that? You're trying to do something to something that is not yours. Your body is on loan. The real you will meet God soon enough. Don't do something that you may regret for an eternity. Whatever you're dealing with, God can reach you. You just have to ask him. Those of you that are dealing with that now, can I get you to raise your hands?
Yes.
I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you to touch my mind. I need you to touch my heart. I need you to touch my understanding. I'm not thinking clearly. I'm emotional. I'm tired. I'm desperate. I don't know what else to do. Save me. Save me. Save me by the blood of Jesus. Help me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that from the life source that is within you, the life, if you say that from the life source that God has placed in you, I believe, as sure as I'm standing here, God will address you.
Amen.
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 All right. I need everybody. Good morning, Reb. Good morning. I need you touching somebody's hand. If you can, if you're comfortable. If you don't want to do hands, do shoulder. But I need everybody touching somebody somewhere. Do shoulder, you know, arm, elbow. I don't care. Amen. And children, where's my, hey, you three, up here. Come on, you three, let's go, up here. Hey, Allie, all y'all, up here. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody in here is a believer, right?
Amen.
Is there anybody in here that's not a believer? Okay, we got a full house, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray over this house and these children, Father, we know that there's something in the atmosphere. We know, because, see, y'all may not be aware of this, but the enemy knows exactly what time it is. That's why he's preparing like a madman. They're pulling new stuff out every other day. Every other day there's something new, something different. They're adding this, they're adding that. They got connected because they know, they're like, yay, our time is almost here. Yay. As soon as we get rid of them Christians, we can be about our own business. They're as excited about us leaving as we are about leaving.
Amen.
We don't want to be here. They don't want us here. It's a match made in heaven. I don't like them. They don't like us. They don't want us here. I don't want to be here. Let's do this.
Amen.
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 They know that because they're watching the signs. Satan knows the Bible. That's how he knows how to twist it. He knows the Bible. And he knows everything God says will happen. He knows he's got 7 years after we leave, and he's going to be condemned for eternity. So he's got to do his thing, and he's got to do it hard. He's got to come in. He's a battle ram. Poof. He got to come in. He got to do it because he's only got 7 years. And you think he's going to be nice to you? He's going to turn this world upside down. He's going to rip it from. It ain't going to be nice no matter how you look at it. And you don't want to be here because there's no Holy Spirit protecting you if you're left behind. If you're left behind, you really left behind. If you don't leave, your life, if it lasts, it's going to be bad. And while you have the chance to get it right, get it right.
Amen.
My prayer is that this is my last prayer.
Amen.
That's my prayer. My prayer is that this is my last Sunday, my last prayer. No more cameras to set up. No more taking stuff. No more locking stuff up. No more collecting all. No more nothing. I'm done. That's it. Bam. That's my prayer. But just in case it ain't the last day, we'll do what we got to do. Amen.
Amen.
Father, as we pray in your house, among your people, in this atmosphere, in this place, at this time, we're praying healing. We're praying forgiveness of every sin, everything that is not like you that has come up. We're praying that you would lift your people wherever they are, that you would lift them up, that you would have your perfect work, that you alone will get the glory. We know, Lord, that you're moving. We know that you hear our call. We know that you have answered and are answering our prayers. We know that you are with us. And we know that the time is short. Healing and deliverance, forgiveness of all sin and unrighteousness, that we will be found ready when you come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Finish those prayers so we can have communion. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
We're going to finish the prayers and then have communion. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What'd I do?
Well, what you did is just, we have time to finish.
Well, we'll do what we can.
Okay. Okay, so Linda's asking for prayer over Caesar, who is Marie's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for prayer over his salvation.
Amen. We want to pray for all those that are praying for someone else's salvation.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody praying for your salvation, you need to keep them close.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that's looking out for your soul.
Yeah.
Who? Ryan, look at my thingy there and get that, whatchamacallit, and turn these air things on. Because it done got hot up here. I heard it, Jaqua. I heard it. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm glad you didn't choke on your coffee while you were there. Amen. Read it again.
Marie.
Oh, she's praying for her husband.
Caesar.
Mm-hmm. We want to pray for those that are praying for others, including Maria praying for Caesar. We have husbands praying for wives, wives praying for husbands, parents praying for their children. We want to pray.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, only you know the true hearts and minds of those that believe and do not believe.
Amen.
You are the great creator. You are the only true and living God. You are the great I am.
Amen.
That's you.
Yes.
And Father, even though we can't reach down in their soul, snatch the sand out and refresh them with the Holy Spirit, you can.
Yes.
And Father, we're praying that whatever it takes to wake them up, Caesar and all the people that are like her husband, the husbands and wives and daughters that have refused to say yes, who have decided that I'm not going to go that way, who have said in their hearts, that's not for me. We pray, Father, that while there's still time, you would enter into that atmosphere and shake them up. And whatever is necessary to bring them to the cross, let it be so in the name of Jesus. And we're praying that those that are praying for them will not stop praying for them. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
We're praying that the children that are praying for someone else will not stop praying for somebody else to receive Christ in their lives.
Yeah.
Send your angels to make a difference, to push them to the wall. Whatever is necessary, let it be so.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Gwen is asking that we continue to pray for her husband, Greg. He's still in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
His hip and his leg, and this is the second, well, he's still fighting a prostate and bone cancer.
Prostate, wow, he's got a lot on his plate. Mm-hmm. Amen. Prostate and bone cancer. Prostate cancer and bone cancer?
Yes.
Glory. All right. Ba'iki sama, Brenda, stand right here. Lashono. Your hands already been anointed, right? Amen. Anoint my hands, please, Nikki. Hasom. Prostate cancer and bone cancer. My prayer is for him and his family. More for him. Because he's the one that's actually going through, but they're all going through. Amen. Good morning, Leslie. I miss you, pumpkin. When we get finished, I'm going to get my hug, okay? Okay. Manio, what's his name again? Greg? Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Greg, and not just Greg, but his family, and Father, every person that's dealing with these cancers, these invasions inside their bodies, we're praying. He's in desperate need of a touch from you, Father. He needs to be touched. He needs to be healed. He needs to be delivered. Whatever course of action you have to deliver him, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Whatever your perfect will is for his life, deliver him and his family in the name of Jesus. Whatever is necessary, God, whatever is necessary, let it be in the name of Jesus. That you will send him relief, that you will send healing, that you will send deliverance. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Miseria Molly. Go ahead, honey.
This is from Lee. She's actually asking for prayer for a friend who's praying for a friend.
Wow, talking about a chain.
So the friend's name is Devon.
She's praying for a friend that's praying for a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
So the ultimate friend, the one that they're praying for, is Devon.
Devon.
He is a private pilot. And he flew to Switzerland and got sick.
Mm.
And he is now in the hospital being intubated.
Oh.
He's alone while his son, his wife and two sons are left here.
Wow.
And he has no one. So they're praying, asking for prayer for quick recovery.
Yes. Oh my goodness. In a foreign land, alone, sick and cut off. Misha Ichem. His name is Lee, right?
His name is Devon.
Devon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand as soldiers, can I get you all to just lift your hand up for Devon? As we stand in a gap for Devon and his family, we're praying for those that are praying for those that are praying for that family. We're praying for those that are praying for those that will pray for that family to heal and deliver this situation, to speak your word, your gift of healing to him. Devon, his name is Devon.
Devon,
so that he can come back home, so that he can be with his family, so that he is not cut off or separated. We're praying, Lord, that you would intervene and bring him home, healed and delivered. Touch his family, his loved ones, and those that are praying for him. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Linda is asking for prayer for a friend. She has multiple health issues, including C. diff and polymyotesis. It's a muscle.
See who?
C. diff. I don't know that one. She's struggling, and she's feeling isolated because she's not really in good relationship with her son and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her son moved her closer to him so that he could help care for her, but once she moved closer, he doesn't come as often.
Oh.
And she wants to go home,
right,
to her own home, but he feels it's better for her to be closer. So with the son and the daughter, she doesn't have a really good relationship. She's feeling alone and she's struggling,
yeah,
with her health issues.
Amen. I need three people. Pastor Drea, Deacon Joanna, right here. We're going to stand in for this family. Did I get my hug from you?
Yeah.
I'm missing a hug somewhere. All right. Your hands have been...
Yeah.
Okay, so grab hands. Raymond, you're the mama.
Yeah.
It's only because you're in the middle. No, I don't even like that. Yeah, we're going to switch. I'm with you on that one. Hey, amen. Y'all two switch. Hey, amen.
Like, wait a minute.
All right, now I feel much. Now you the son. Is that all right? Is that better? And he's like, uh-huh. You the mama.
Say that.
Amen. Now look at him walking and whatnot. Look at him. And you the daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Brenda, put your hand on Joanna's shoulders. Abi Kusarianosa. Ruben, put your hand on Pastor Drea's shoulders. Preacher, put your hand on the deacon's shoulders. Amen. For God himself is worthy to be praised. I lift up the name of Jesus. There is no other name in heaven by which men can be saved. You can't be saved by Buddha, Islam. What's the cat name with the glasses and he talks like this? They wear the bow ties.
Muhammad.
No, but there's another cat. Farrakhan.
Oh.
Jordan's like, what? Farrakhan, who calls himself Jesus or a Jesus, he can't save you. The people at the airport, they can't save you. With the Harry Christians, he can't save you. The people with the long and the stuff. Amen. Just amen.
Only Jesus saves.
Only Jesus saves.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Let me stop naming off stuff. Okay. Amen. Amen. That's
amen.
All right. I'm waiting on your turn. That's
amen.
All. Amen. I forgot what I'm praying for. What am I praying? Oh, yeah. Okay. So for the mom. Amen.
Yeah.
Stop laughing, Joanne. Stop bouncing. Amen. For the mom, the daughter, and the son.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a real relationship with. The mom is feeling isolated and alone. So what I need from the Yayo, Samia, Pastor Nicole, I need you to put that down. Have your hands been anointed? And I need you to put your hands on Joanna's head.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because sometimes she can be overwhelmed.
Yes.
And sometimes she feels cut off and isolated.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And sometimes you just don't know.
Okay.
You just don't know. Yeah. For every believer, listen, I believe I'm not the only one, is what I'm about to say. So if you feel like it, I need you to raise your hand with me.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel isolated and cut off.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like I just don't know.
Jesus.
I just don't know.
Amen.
The only thing I do know is that I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to stay in Christ.
Amen.
Everything that's happening around me, I don't know.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I love Jesus.
Mm.
I am a believer in Christ our Lord. But I am still in the human frame.
Yes.
I'm still dealing with humanity.
Yes.
I'm still dealing with the atmosphere around me.
Yes.
And if it hadn't been for Christ, I might have been on one of those suicide watches.
Jesus.
Now, I know you saved and that ain't never happened to you, so I'm not talking to you.
Mm.
But if God hadn't been with me, I don't know where I'd have been right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As much as I love Jesus, sometimes things get tough.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when you are alone or you feel alone and you're isolated or you feel isolated, you know God is with you, but Lord, I'm not feeling you at this moment.
Jesus.
I love you, Lord. I love you, but where are you? Even Jesus on the cross, he said, Father, why have you abandoned me? Now, I know we can't compare ourselves to Jesus. I know we can. But he felt abandoned and alone. And knew he was right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so for this mom that's feeling this way, and for mothers that are mothers, and not just mothers, fathers, yes. for people that have felt cut off.
Yes.
Amen. That have felt cut off. They're not going to their offices anymore. They're not doing this. They just feel cut off. We're praying for healing and deliverance.
Hallelujah.
We're praying that the Lord will open a door that will touch, do something. Do something to deliver his people. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about God's people.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the sinners. I'm not talking about all those people that don't want God. I'm talking about the people of God.
Yes.
That's who this prayer is for this morning. The people of God that feel cut off, that feel shut out, that feels alone. Or
yes.
How many of you ever felt abandoned? Abandoned.
Yes.
Father, we're praying for healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Because greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world.
Yes.
We pray for healing and deliverance over this mother, and that but there's some way that according to your will bring them closer together.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The mom wants to go home. If it is your will, Lord, let her go home. We pray. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. If there's anything that's not like you, remove it. That you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor, how many more we got?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not a sin to feel alone.
Amen.
It's not a sin to feel abandoned.
Amen.
But when you feel that way, you need to take it to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You don't take it to Jack Daniels, and you don't take it to Budweiser.
Hallelujah.
You don't take it to the smoke shop, and you don't take it to wherever else they take it.
Yes.
You take it to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't take it to Morgan David. You take it to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. They don't know what Morgan David is. That's a wine. That's a wine. Even you, oh Lord, y'all, I done forgot. That's what you, me and Lloyd know who that is. The rest of y'all, I ain't got nothing to say to y'all. Amen. Amen. What you got? How many more?
Three more.
Okay.
Linda is asking for prayer.
You know how old I am. Amen.
Her former neighbor, his name is Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce is in his late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He's had to have his legs and part of his hand amputated.
Oh.
He can't get out of bed. He uses a bedpan. His eyes are dim.
Oh.
And it seems as if he's starting to have mental issues where it sounds like he's hallucinating.
Well, I ain't that.
His speech and conversation is not making any sense.
Well, I see why.
And so she's praying for his healing and
yes,
his
yes. Oh, he needs to know Jesus.
Yeah.
I pray over salvation before I pray over his healing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I would pray over every person's salvation before healing. Because even if the Lord heal you, you still got to die. Or you got to leave here. Even if he healed you of everything, including whatever, you still got to meet God.
Amen.
The Bible says once appointed unto man to die, and after that the judgment. You're not coming back as a potted plant, a chicken leg, a bowl of Wheaties, nothing. When you leave here, see, did you miss me, David? When you leave here, you gone. And that's the name of that tune. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to need, and you, my prayer foremost is for your relationship with God.
Amen.
And then, if it's the Lord's will, your complete healing.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because no matter how healed I am, I'm leaving here.
Amen.
You know anybody 300 years old?
No.
Me either.
Amen.
You leaving here. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, say something, Pastor Drea. She's looking at me with her lips all tight. I'm like, Lord, I hope I didn't say something wrong. Amen. Oh, she's waiting for the next shoe to drop. Okay. Amen. So we're going to pray for this brother. Amen. Does it give his name? We're going to pray for Bruce. Amen. If I can get a couple people just to throw your hands up for Bruce. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and for the soldier that's praying over Bruce, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for all that you are and you've already done. Father, Bruce needs to know who you are. Bruce, it has nothing to, this is not a prayer about his age. It's not a prayer about his body's physical situation. It's a prayer about his salvation. He needs you, whether he's 60 or 6, he needs you. And foremost, Father, we're praying that he will receive you and that he will accept you and that you would touch his mental stability, that you would enter into and drive off the demons that are tormenting him so that he can hear from you. We rebuke the demons that are tormenting him so that he can hear from you, so that he will accept you in Jesus' name. Let your blood flow and wash away the spirits that are trying to condemn him and bring salvation unto him. And if it is your will, heal him.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Is that it?
Two more.
Two more. Oh, there it is.
We're praying for it.
Pastor, go ahead and get that started.
Joni had to sign a do not resuscitate for her mom. Her mom, she fell and had to have a partial hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure what's going on, but she had to sign a do not resuscitate in case something happens.
Is that her mom's will?
I don't know.
Okay.
But Joni is really struggling with it.
Yeah.
Concerning, you know, having that kind of control over her mom's life.
Yeah, I get that, Joni. I get that. Amen. Joni, this is, Joni, this is one thing. If you want to make sure that, if it's possible, that's what your mom wants. Amen. Because sometimes the parents don't want to be a burden to the children if something should happen.
Yeah.
They don't want a financial burden. They don't want you, you know, taking one of the kids' room and giving it to them and waiting on them hand and foot. So a lot of parents don't want that. They don't want to be a burden. They would rather just go, especially if they know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They would now, if that's your mom's will, pray that the Lord will give you wisdom on how to execute your mom's will. If that is not your mom's will, or you're not sure, you need to take before the Most High God and ask him, Lord, lead me and guide me according to your will for her life. I only want to do what you want me to do. Because that's not something that, and I'm in agreement with you, that's not something that you can take lightly, and that's not something that you just do just flippantly, haphazardly. It is a life. And so we're going to pray that the Lord will guide you in wisdom, in knowledge, and in understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray the prayer, did she give any names?
Her name is Joni. They didn't give mom's name.
We pray over Joni's mom for healing, for deliverance. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, any darkness, remove it. And we're praying over Joni that you would give her, speak to her mind and speak to her heart and speak to her understanding so that she will follow your directions on what to do if they reach that point. No one can tell her what she should do except you. You are the only one that knows what's right to do. And we're praying that you would lead her in your path of righteousness, especially for her mother's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is our last one.
Last one.
Cynthia is asking for prayer for Brenda, who's in the hospital and has been there for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's praying for her spiritual and physical healing.
Amen. Cora, come here. We're praying for Brenda, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mi saria olavi. I need you to anoint my hands, please. It's so good to have you here. Amen. Amen. Not that we don't like Brenda. I just had to throw that in there. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world, his world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm sorry. Before I start praying, I'm sorry. We're having communion this morning, and we're preparing for it now. So if you don't have any wine or grape juice, you can get water, just a little cup of water, because God, for Christ, is the living water. And if you don't have any unleavened bread, you can get just a piece of white bread or wheat bread, whatever bread you have, because God is the bread of life. That's you don't have to be all fancy. Just get a little something, something, and I'll read the scripture. We'll commune together, and that'll be that.
Amen.
And,
amen.
And Father, we're praying, what's her name again?
Brenda,
that you would heal her. God. Yes, so. that you will send healing and deliverance to her. I believe, I feel the Lord is going to heal or healing Brendan now in the process. I believe that. I believe that's what I felt, that the Lord is answering that prayer for Brenda and Cora. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is a perfect time to let your faith work, Cora. This is a perfect time. You ask the Lord, I want to walk by faith. I want to learn how to live by faith. I want my faith to grow. The Lord said, this is a perfect time for your faith to grow. He said, you can't do anything about other people's choices. You can't make people treat you any better. You can't make people do what they don't want to do. This is a free will person or people that you're dealing with. And you cannot make them want it more than you want it for them. Amen. You cannot make them want it. They have to want it, just like you. All you can do is have faith that the seeds have been planted in good ground and be an example and move forward. Because the enemy will have you wasting time trying to speak to someone that don't want to hear it instead of serving God, ministering to people that want to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord said, you can't spin your wheels. You can't go back and undo or redo anything. It's done.
Amen.
Fix it in your mind. It's done. All you can do is what you do from this moment on. You can't keep beating yourself up for the past. It's gone. Can you bring back tomorrow? Can you bring back this morning? Then what are you doing? Let me be God and you be the servant.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Can we have communion now?
Yes.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm looking for something, but I can't remember what I'm looking for.
Bible,
yes, my Bible. Amen. Not Lisa. You, woman.
Abigail.
Did you get a picture of that?
No.
Take a picture of that, baby. Take a picture of that.
You mean record it?
Yeah, while we're live. Let them see that. Let them see that. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. You see that? Do they see that?
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
God is.
Good.
God is good. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Wow.
God is good. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That.
Pick it up.
I can pick it up?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that.
Oh.
Lord, help us. God is good.
Are we raffling that?
No, we're not raffling that. Look at the high Emerson. Hi, Beth, Brett, Betty, Brett,
Ben.
Baby girl, how you doing? Amen. Amen. God is what? Amen. Is that awesome? God, that was like something you to God. God is good. Amen. Isn't that nice? I thought it came in pieces. You like it too, Leslie? It's beautiful. Amen. So now we gotta get this going because I done sucked up all the time. Amen. Amen. I didn't need no amen. Amen. And again, I don't need an amen, so y'all don't have to comment on that one. Amen. Amen. Come on, if you can. Hey, Izzy Pop, you can't hide. You're too tall. Come on over here. Amen. We want to go ahead and do the communion right now. Can I get the children to stand right here? All the children to stand right here. Amen. All the children. If you're a child, I'm not talking about those of you that are children at heart. I'm talking about those of you that got the age to back it up. Amen. All right. Amen. We're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Just to mention quickly, verse 27 through 32, it speaks about if you take this and you know that you are not worthy, you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, and you don't deserve the Lord's Supper. Remember, when we're taking this, we're doing this as an honor in remembering what the blood was shed for, what his body was bruised for, why he came in the first place. Emerson is awesome. I don't like y'all way back there in the back. You look like a visitor. Come on up here. You and Beth. Beth? Brett?
Beth.
Beth. Y'all come on up here. Where's your better half? Bring that gal up here. There you go. Now we cooking. And she hiding back there. Hey, man, you cannot, if you know your life is a mess, you don't intend to allow God to fix it or to change it. You should not be taking this because you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. Don't you have enough problems you need to add damnation to? Yeah. Amen. So if you know, if you're doing this so other people don't know that you're not right, don't do it. Yeah. Because if you're not right, somebody besides you already know. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. All right, so let's go to verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. So let's take the body. Pastor, if you can pass me the body. Oh, that was your body. Oh, and that was your body. And there's her body. All right. Amen. Bodies all over the place. Amen.
Make sure you give Jasmine.
Oh, yes.
Amen. 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 Come on. Everyone has? Everyone has? Good morning, Jasmine. Good morning, company. Thank you, sir. Raise your bread. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray over this bread, which represents your body, as we pray, Lord, that we will remember purpose in which it was given, that we will remember that it was your body that was broken for us. You, God of heaven, it was your body. We take this in remembrance of you. If there is any sin in our hearts, our minds, and our atmosphere, remove it and cleanse us so that we will take this in worthiness through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us break and let us eat. And in the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new promise, the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come. We are telling the world, that Jesus is coming, and that we are believers in the Most High God, and that this is a representation of the blood that was shed for my sin. And I do this in honor and in remembrance of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, bless this wine as we drink it. Bless it to serve. Some even have been healed after eating the bread and drinking the cup. Some have even been delivered after eating the bread and drinking the cup. Some have received a word from you after eating this bread and drinking this cup. We're praying that it will serve its purpose and that those that are taking it are not taking it in vain or taking it bringing damnation unto themselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us drink. And if you read on, it says the rest I'll put in order when I come. Thank you guys so much. I'm sorry we went way over. We started late, but we went way over. Those of you, the prayer warriors, the online prayer warriors that are still praying for people that have sent in prayer requests, we're praying that you continue to pray. For those of you that are ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're praying that you will stay strong and stay focused in Christ Jesus, our Lord. My prayer is that this is the last time that we meet this way, but if it's not, God's willing, I'll see you next time. God bless you and thank you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. How do we do, Abigail?
Good.
Good.